He had learned enough about intelligence by the winter of 1861 to be suspicious of the Confederate strength estimates McClellan gave him. Senior national security advisors like Seward, Stanton, and Wells doubted their credibility as well. But no one in the administration demanded that McClellan produce a written defense of his and Pinkerton's numbers, which would have quickly exposed the weakness of their evidence. They may not have wanted to pick a fight with the general, and so calculated that it was easier just to live with his inflated figures and discount them when he pleaded for more troops. They also may not have wanted to challenge him because in the winter months of 1861 and 1862, McClellan's estimates were not considered outrageously out of bounds. The percentage of military-aged Southern men put into their armed forces was much higher than the federal percentage. The Confederates also became adept at concentrating troops at danger points to give the appearance of a large army. But that did not stop McClellan's exaggerating from becoming an inside joke in the administration. Lincoln reportedly once deadpanned to a visiting New England delegation that he knew the Confederates had a 1,000,000-man army. Why? Because whenever his generals fought the rebels, they always told him they faced 2-to-1 odds. "Now I know we have a 500,000 soldiers in the field," Lincoln said, "so I am bound to believe the rebels have twice that number." 3 months after the debacle at Bull Run, the Union army had been embarrassed once more in a minor battle near the rebel-held town of Leesburg, Virginia, 35 miles northwest of Washington. A small detachment under Brigadier General Charles Stone had crossed the Potomac to the Virginia side at Ball's Bluff to dislodge the rebel force occupying the nearby town. Stone's detachment failed and suffered heavy casualties. McClellan had been partly at fault because of vaguely worded orders he issued for the attack, but congressional investigators pinned the blame on his brigadier general. Pinkerton helped McClellan collect dirt on Stone, gathering statements from refugees and war prisoners who alleged that he had become chummy with the Confederate general on the other side and wanted to avoid a big battle where brother would fight against brother, according to one of the refugees interviewed. The hapless Stone was jailed for 189 days without charges. He was finally released, but his military career was ruined.